Congressman Don Young's Subcommittee on Native Affairs took testimony today on a bill to reopen land allotment selections for Alaska Natives who served in the military during the Vietnam War. The right of Alaska Natives to acquire allotments of up to 160 acres comes from a 1906 law. The Native Claims Settlement Act ended that opportunity for most in 1971, but Native leaders have said for years that many Vietnam-era vets missed out because they were serving elsewhere when the application period closed. Young's been making that argument in Congress for years, too.
I mean, how many times have I introduced this bill? I think five times, passed it twice, or some crazy thing.
In 1998, Congress passed a bill to reopen the selection period, giving certain Vietnam vets 18 months to apply. Young says in hindsight, that bill was too restrictive. It only covered those serving for 3 years of the war. Nelson Anungapuk, an Army vet and longtime Native leader, testified today in favor of another open period for vets, this time with more land to choose from.
Our research indicated that 49 of our veterans living in Southeast Alaska applied for Native allotments, and every one of those applications were denied, primarily because of the existence of the Tongass National Forest.
Ditto, Anungapuk says, for applicants in the Cook Inlet, Chugach, and Arctic Slope regions. Young's bill is sure to be controversial because it would allow selections within the state's two national forests and in wildlife refuges.